This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Sean Diddy Combs no longer playing defense in the courtroom. He is serving time in a federal facility. But the big question now isn't just how long he will be behind bars. It's whether prison actually ends his legal exposure or just pauses it. We're going to break this down with what life is really going to look like now for Diddy on the inside, now that he's shocked that he has to spend some time there, and asking whether the FBI or federal prosecutors might still be, I don't know, circling. Maybe there's more to find here in the wreckage of Sean Diddy Combs. Joining us to discuss this morning, Jennifer Coffin Daffer, retired FBI special agent. I want to start with this. Obviously, this was a big, big case. A lot of the things that were brought by the federal government did not succeed in landing convictions. But there's a lot in the world of Diddy. There's still hundreds, literally, of civil cases that are coming at him. That gives, you know, a lot of time for, I don't know, more things to come to light. What are your thoughts here with Diddy going behind bars? Could, and this is just pure speculation, are they? Do you think they're going to keep looking for more charges to throw at Diddy on a criminal level or a federal level?
Well, Tony, no. I think they took their big bite of the apple. That big bite was a RICO bite, and it failed. And because of that, and again, RICO is so encompassing. It makes the statute of limitations non-existent. It makes all the things they thought he did, right? The arson and other crimes that were out of statute of limitations. It brought them all in, and they failed, to be quite frank, other than those two Mann Act charges, basically bringing somebody over to commit a prostitution type act. That's how they got on him. But still, I'm going to tell you, for somebody like Diddy, 4 years is a long time.
It is. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering about, you know, because it is. I mean, it's I know the reports are that he's very, you know, he's shaken by this. He thought he was going to walk and do time served. And now he's there and he's going to be there for several years. There's concern he's going to be broke by the time he's out. I don't know. He's got a lot of money. There's a lot of cases. But, you know, money will only go so far, especially if you're not necessarily raking any in at the moment in time. So there's a lot that can happen in those handful of years. Let's talk about life itself behind bars with his new life, 50 months. What kind of situation is he going into in the Bureau of Prisons here as Diddy, as a celebrity? Are there any sort of considerations being made for him?
Well, let me describe these facilities, first of all. This is not a state pen. This is not a jail situation. These facilities are actually relatively, they're very nice. Everything's clean. There's cable TV. There's gardening programs. There's baseball programs. There's a lot to do there as long as you keep your nose clean. There's going to be a lot of opportunity. Obviously, he'll be in the rehab, you know, free rehab for him. But this probably is not exactly what everybody might be picturing. It's much nicer than likely what you're picturing.
How do I sign up for something like that? I mean, this sounds lovely, actually. It sounds like a program you'd join at the Y, you know?
All you have to do is get some, just get some people to travel state lines for sex purposes and get caught.
Order some baby oil. I'll see if I can get started.
Yeah, might as well. Jeez. I mean, so what kind of, you know, we're talking about this facility here because a lot of people are thinking, okay, well, this is going to be a hard time. There's of course different types of facilities, some that are a little bit lighter than others. Specifically, where he is going. What do we know? I mean, specifically of what kind of life he's going to be leading behind bars?
Well, we know specifically they have asked for one specific, it's a very low security type facility in New Jersey. And the judge has all but said he's not getting that. But he would say he would keep him within the New York, New Jersey, you know, that sort of area. Because, and that makes some sense. He's only going to be there 4 years, which I still want to say, 4 years. Just think about that in your life. that if I looked ahead at 4 years and said, I'm going to be in a prison, not free. I mean, it's going to be rough on him, even if he's in a garden.
These pictures, Todd, that you're showing, these are new to me. I feel like I haven't seen them. Was he like really leaning on the chair and like bawling?
Yes, that was him in prison.
How did I miss that?
In court. This is his sentencing the other day.
Yeah. Holy crap, I missed that.
Yeah. I guess you did.
That's news to me. I didn't realize he reacted that way. Goodness.
He did. And you know, 50 months, as I keep saying, it's a long time. And that's if he doesn't mess up.
Yeah.
That's if there's no fight, if he doesn't get somebody to sneak in his cell phone, if he doesn't get a little weed on the side. That's if he's perfect in 50 months. If he's not, he could be looking at more. I should say he's going to serve 85%. If he messes, he could get the full 50 months.
And they're going to be watching him like a hawk. Like they're going to be watching for weed and all kinds of stuff coming in, aren't they?
Well, not any more than they watch anybody else. You know, most of these people serving federal time, there's a lot of people that have some celebrity or at least celebrity in the criminal world. A lot of the people in there are white collar crime criminals that have, you know, bilked people out of millions and millions of dollars. But he's not going to be seen any different other than they're going to make sure that nobody tries to make a name for themselves by killing. Yeah. But at these the security level he's at, I don't think we're going to have any hardened criminals in there right next door to him.
And that's what I was wondering about. I mean, you almost said low kill there, but I mean, it kind of is. It's like it's a low kill level facility, likely where he is going, where you don't have necessarily that sort of atmosphere. Is this going to be compared to where he's been? Because he's been obviously in the New York system there, in the jail. Compared to that, in terms of rough and how difficult it is and risk, what is he looking at?
You're looking at, okay, I would judge that at a scale of about 7 or 8, where he's at now, just on the scale of gross, danger, you know, not good food, in the mix with other people who could be problematic. We're going to be down to about a 2. He's not going to get a minimum security, but he should get and likely will get a low security. So we're going to be at about a 2. And I'm serious. They offer so many programs. When I say programs, things that they're allowed to do. Look, they want to keep these guys busy so there aren't any issues. And, you know, I had a conversation with a warden once about that. I said, this is just ridiculous. This is a true club fed. He said, Jen, we don't have any problems here. Keep everybody happy. They're distracted. And that helps them do their job.
Well, and that keeps them safe. So.
And is that such a bad thing? I mean, it is supposed to be a rehabilitation program. So some that we actually do that have rehabilitation type acts. I get the attitude is going to be, this is crazy. You don't deserve any of this. You're here to serve time. But it probably does work better when you have everybody busy and you're not just having everyone angry and the only skill that they're learning is how to be more conniving and deal with other manipulative human beings and get bulked at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like that doesn't exactly set anybody up to walk out and not repeat offend. So maybe this does make a little more sense. Although Diddy, I'm sure, is going to find a way to work the system to his advantage. What do you see in terms of Diddy putting his mark on the next 3 to 4 years behind bars?
Well, when you look at he is a billionaire. I don't want to forget that because that's huge. You talked about how much money he had. Yes, it's slowly trickling away. These lawyers, believe me, are taking millions of it. But he's got a lot of money, and you can bet that people are going to want to ingratiate themselves to Diddy while they are on the inside. And that people that do that, he might be willing to give, you know, an accounting job to, right? So most of these people are going to be hard, white collar type criminals that have committed horrible financial fraud. So I could see him making some friends in there, definitely, that could become friends on the outside as well.
Wouldn't that be interesting? He could make some more fine people that will help work in the empire. And but maybe not the most ethical as well. That could be an interesting mix. I've been saying this, and I wonder what we're going to see. Do you think we're going to see Diddy trying to do the same sort of things that he did when he was behind bars in jail, where he started the class that was sanctioned through the Bureau of Prisons, Free Game or something he called it, teaching basically, you know, the life and times of Diddy and how to be a good business person. Is that something? Are we going to see him still trying to grandstand, you think, behind bars? Is there going to be room for him to do that sort of thing behind bars in a prison system?
I think somewhat, but it'll mostly be, you know, in my opinion, okay, I'm sardonic. It's going to be more for show. I see what he's going to be trying to figure out is how am I going to remain celibate for 50 months? I mean, I'm used to freak-offs. So I see that going on behind bars and there being an issue more with that piece of his world that he's going to have to give up. I don't know how he's going to give it up behind bars.
Do you think
is that going to be a problem for him if he's not, doesn't care?
I think he'll find a way. I mean, you know, I think he'll find a way behind bars. And I picture, you know, a lot of diddling going on behind bars. That's what I think.
A lot of diddy diddling behind bars.
I was just going to say that.
Question for you. Do you think he would be able to do any recording, any musical things, you know, as rehab? Would they allow him to do anything like that? Since they would allow country club activities, would they allow him to continue to do some music back there?
You know, it's a great question. I have never seen anything like that, a sound studio or microphones in all the prisons I've been in. Never seen anything like that. I don't think that would be allowed. I mean, he's going to have a lot of time in solitude. Those doors are going to bang. These are not going to be Ritz-Carlton meals. It's going to be a huge life change for him. But he's been in a facility that's going to be worse. But back to your question, I don't expect there to be any Diddy tunes. And let's be honest, he was never a good singer anyway.
No. Right. I mean, it wouldn't be the... Right. But I mean, honest to God, if they have access to an iPad, he can make an album. There's so many younger artists that are coming up today that don't even need the studios that are using just simply their iPad to record. And I'm touching my face because my allergies are horrible right now, by the way, in case you're watching.
We need to put you into a bubble suit.
I'm trying to like not sneeze while I talk. So I'm like rubbing my nose as I'm going through this. Like, don't sneeze. Allergies are horrible.
Me itch.
Yeah,
I know. I want to rub my eyes now. It's like a yawn. It's contagious.
Diddy still, obviously, there's all these civil suits that are out against him. Is that going to be used as field trip days for him to get out to go, you know, make appearances in court, you think? Or is he going to have a more of a vested interest of not appearing in court and just having all those sort of things handled by his attorneys, less press in that case being a positive for him, even, you know, typically he's everywhere, no matter good or bad, but I would think maybe staying out of the spotlight as best as possible with the words, you know, essay around you might be beneficial.
Yeah, and his attorneys are going to be able to handle most things. Now, obviously, if he's deposed, he has no Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination now that this case is over. So all of that is on the table for him to be deposed. But even in that situation, most likely they would do that remotely. Most depositions take place that way anyway, post-COVID, and that's how they're going to do these. Hmm.
Do you think there's any risk of, Diddy is resourceful. Diddy has always found ways of getting into things. I am curious. Do you think there's the likelihood we're going to see Diddy get involved in any sort of, you know, illegal schemes from behind bars that may lead to new charges, you know, with other folks that are behind bars as well for other things, fraud, coercion, blackmail, things of that nature? I'm just kind of an opinion-based question. Do you think we're going to see him getting into any trouble behind bars, or is he going to really walk a very clear line as much as possible to get out as fast as he possibly can?
He's going to want to get out fast, but again, he's in there a long time, and that's going to be a long period of time for a lot of temptation. You know, he has led a completely different life than these last this last year or so that he's been locked up. And Tony, I think it's going to be tough for him to walk the straight and narrow. Again, I fully expect him to make some very interesting connections inside, connections that could last on the outside, because I've seen that for, that's just how it works in prison. Yeah. But in terms of dealings and everything with inside, I expect him to have all sorts of deals going on, because that's what they do inside. They have to survive and they have to meet their needs.
The attitude of Diddy on the outside is very different than the attitude of Diddy on the inside, basically. Out here, most look at him like, don't want to touch him. Like, it's just not, doesn't look good to be connected. But on the inside, he still very much maintains that celebrity, does he not?
Yeah, I think he will. They all know they're in there for various crimes, and it's not like they got him on, you know, molesting a child or killing a child. You know, the actual charges, and believe me, these inmates are going to know the full breadth of the charges, even the ones he wasn't convicted of. And I just think that his celebrity will take over. And also, look at the guy. He looks like an old man now. When I've posted those pictures, people say, are you just making that up? Is that really Diddy? I'm like, yep, that's Diddy. He doesn't have hair dye anymore. He doesn't have Botox in there. And he's done a complete transformation, in my opinion, as to how he looked on the outside. So, you know, he's a broken man, in my opinion. You saw him there down on his knees. He's mentally broken. But he's a survivor. He'll find a way on the inside. It's not going to be that bad compared.
Do you think he'll be rehabbed at all? Do you think he will truly have some remorse for what he did and this might shape him up?
No. I just can't think of it. I wish I could think of a case where somebody was truly remorseful for their criminal act. And I can't think of one in 28 years of working in law enforcement and even on the outside working the crimes I work. I can't think of one. They usually are just mad they got caught.
Yeah.
I don't think he's capable.
Most narcissists do get mad that they got caught. It's not that they were thinking, gee, I shouldn't be doing this.
No.
This thing that I'm doing. It's, oh, shit, I just got caught.
He's not capable of feeling that. That's the thing. It's not a will he, is he going to be convinced? Is there going to be enough pressure on him? Is he going to? No, it's like this. It's not an option for him. It's like going to a blind person and going, do you think you're going to be able to see now that you ran all those people off the road when you were driving a car while you were blind? No, they weren't able to see then. They're not able to see now. They're never going to be able to see. And that, I think it's just how some people are. It's just how, and that's what enables the behavior to go, I think, to such lengths that we see in someone like Diddy, and why it went where it did. It's the scary aspect of Diddy.
I wonder what the people in the prison are going to do with him. I mean, do you think he's going to have like his little lunch crowd that he hangs out with? Is he going to come up with it? Well, they wouldn't do knitting, would they? Because you need actual knitting needles. I'm thinking this through out loud. I wonder what kind of a group he's going to bond with, you know, like a religious group, musical group, you know, maybe he'll do a cappella singing in there. You know,
I think he's going to be a preacher. Honest to God, I think that's his way out. I think when Diddy comes out, Diddy is going to be a mega preacher. I'm not even joking. I know it sounds somewhat nutty, but I think that's the route he's going to take. It's going to be this redeemed man that, oh, I found God and I'm so sorry. And look at me. I'm here to help everybody redeem themselves. While at the end of the day, it's just all the narcissism and everybody look at me.
He could start his own mega church when he gets out.
Yeah.
People would go.
Yeah, I could see that. And can you imagine the financial fraud that would be flowing through that mega church?
Yeah.
Wow. if that were to take place.
Wow.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.